Repentance implies leaving off doing things in a certain way and beginning to do things in another way. Jesus said, in order to be his disciple, we must, I put the two extra words in there, we must take up our own cross and follow him. You see, before we met Christ and received his Spirit through repentance and confession and faith, we were following after things of this world. We followed the desires of our body. We followed after covetousness. We followed after power. We followed after sin. But Jesus asked us to change our life and follow him. Listen to what he says in Matthew, the 10th chapter, 37th verse. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. You see, that word follow comes from a Greek word that puts two words together. One is the word for an attendant or a follower, and the other part of the word means a way or a pathway. It means to follow down the same path, to accompany or go with or follow a teacher, do what I do, follow in the places where I go. Jesus was on the road of integrity, a straight and narrow road, a road that led to the cross. And so he asked us to follow him. What does that mean? Well, it means the cross for us is a symbol of doing the will of God, denying our own self-will, denying the things that we did before, following after the flesh, following after sin, and leave that behind and follow Jesus. Follow him to the place where he offered himself as a sacrifice to God for the benefit of the world. And he asked us to do the same thing. Oh, not be nailed up on a cross, but offer ourselves as a living sacrifice unto God for the benefit of the world. And that is the building of the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would receive me. Receive the sacrifice of my own person. Oh, I'm not going to allow myself to be nailed to a cross. But in a real way, I want to die. I want to be crucified with Christ and offer myself as a sacrifice to you this day. Do with me what you will. I'm yours. And may I bring your gospel, your peace, your love into this world. In Jesus' name, amen.